From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama again sought to reassure Americans about security at home after terror attacks in Paris and in San Bernardino, California. Speaking at the National Counterterrorism Center in McLean, Virginia, Thursday, Mr. Obama told Americans they should remember there are what he called dedicated patriots working around the clock to protect them.
Across the country, more than 100 joint terrorism task forces are the action arm of this fight, federal, state, and local experts all working together to disrupt threats.
The president has ordered investigators to leave no stone unturned as they work to learn how and why the San Bernardino, California attacks were carried out. The man who bought the guns for the couple who massacred 14 people in San Bernardino was charged Thursday with supporting terrorism, lying about a gun purchase, and immigration fraud. The FBI arrested Enrique Marquez on Thursday. He faces up to 35 years in prison if convicted on all charges. Marquez legally bought the weapons that Syed Rizwan Farooq and his Pakistani-born wife Tashfeen Malik used in the California massacre. Investigators determined that Marquez originally purchased the guns to use in a terrorist plot that he and Farooq allegedly drew up in 2012. Members of Libya's rival governments, that is, have signed a peace deal despite concerns about the legitimacy of the much-disputed pact. Delegates signed the UN-mediated agreement Thursday at a ceremony in Morocco. It calls for a new unity government within 40 days. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. An independent review panel has found that the way the United Nations handled allegations of sexual abuse by peacekeepers in the Central African Republic was seriously flawed. The three-member panel, headed by Canadian Judge Marie Deschamps, handed over its more than 100-page report Thursday to UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, who made it public. The report strongly criticized the head of the Human Rights and Justice section of the mission for abuse of authority for not protecting children at risk. UN officials are quick to note that the organization has a policy of zero tolerance for sexual abuse and exploitation by staff or peacekeepers. However, continued allegations in the CAR mission over the past year exposed the flaws in implementing that policy. UN human rights officials warn that Burundi is on the verge of civil war and the international community should take action to avert the looming catastrophe. From Geneva, Lisa Schlein reports from a special day-long session of the UN Human Rights Council on the deteriorating Burundi situation.
UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Zaid Raad Al Hussein opened an emergency session of the Human Rights Council by describing escalating atrocities, intimidation, and hate speech in Burundi, saying it harked back to that country's deeply troubled, dark, and horrendously violent past.
Burundi is at bursting point on the very cusp of a civil war.
The High Commissioner said at least 400 people have been killed since April 26th when Burundi's President Pierre Nkurunziza announced his intentions to run for a third term. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Niger's resilient President Mohamedou Issoufou says his government has foiled a coup attempt and arrested several senior military officials. In a nationwide television appearance Thursday, Issoufou said plotters attacked the presidential palace with military helicopters just as Independence Day celebrations were underway. A former military chief of staff was among those arrested. Niger is a major Western ally in the fight against Islamic extremists, including Boko Haram. And U.S. and Cuban officials reached agreement Thursday on restoring regular commercial flights between the former Cold War foes after more than 50 years. In a milestone of the one-year anniversary of the diplomatic thaw between the two countries, the news came 1 year after President Barack Obama and Cuban President Raúl Castro announced the nations were restoring formal diplomatic relations. Obama has eased travel restrictions to the Caribbean island in September, but a trade embargo has to be lifted by the U.S. Congress. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.